Да, то есть его надо, он ему мост, он хорай, он могу сейчас settle down. Yes, yes. 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 As I said, my morning, honorable members, and hope everyone is well this morning. I fell, and but they say we are growing when you fall. thank you for coming to this meeting, and there's an agenda in front of us. I would like honorable members just to adopt it before we start. Madam Franz Calvi is moving in a second. Okay, Honorable Fender Beck and Honorable Shubana. Thank you, members. Once again, thank you this morning and welcome to this meeting. I believe we know each other, so no introductions. But what I want to tell members, maybe they are surprised, why is Pansalt not here? The reason that I took the discussion to cancel Pansalt is so the minister next week and the DG and they are coming to report what is happening to Pansalt. I can just give you a little light. The board, the report is out from Peter Perica. If you remember, one of the members, I informed you about the investigation that has been done by the Peter Harris on Pansalt. Part of the report, although it's not yet official, it's given to me yet, is that what we were all saying here as the committee is true. They're dysfunctional. So I think the minister's one of the steps that he's going to take is one, to dissolve the board, what we've been saying. Number two, people are going to be charged, okay, for corruption and all the things that we've been raising. So I thought it was wiser not to call Pansalt, because the office of the minister has already told me that let me come personally as a minister and DG to come and give the report on Pansalt, so that when they come here, if they come here, anyway, I don't think they even have money to come and fly in here. That's one of the issues. So I thought I should explain that, honorable members. I hope you are happy with that decision. Yeah. Are there any comments on that? Are you happy? I'm not a dictator. I just thought, let me just cancel that decision. But secondly, the reason why I said the meeting will be short today is it's because we need to adopt all the reports that have been outstanding. One of the issues that I'm not happy about, that Johnny, we must take to committee section, is the we have meetings, we do reports, but they take long to proofread and edit them at the committee section unit, and it's one of the issues that has been. That's why you see we have minutes from last year, November. You know, they've been delaying. I think it's one of the issues that I will meet the committee section about, to say that please do not take long, because one of the issues, it gives a bad reflection on the office of the House Chair. On our side, the committee is not taking, it's not doing its work, something like that. Although it has not been formally said to me, but it just gives up that reflection. I think it's one of the issues that I thought I should bring to the committee as well. And so that's what we're going to do today. And yeah, I thought I should just raise that. Any apologies, Johnny? Okay. I've got two apologies in front of me. It's Honorable the Minister. The Minister is in Paris, and the Deputy Minister is missing. I don't know. He doesn't say where he is. Okay. But I think I saw him yesterday in the house. He is okay. He went a wall. Who's Ms. Khanid? Okay, those are only apologies. I thought I should also, on behalf of the committee, congratulate Mamushwana for being a grandmother for the first time. It's the first time. Oh, I thought it was the first time. Okay. And Master, welcome back, Mama. I know I did last week, but we missed you, especially on our Van der Berg. So I'm very happy to see you. So now, members, let's go. I believe honorable members have read the minutes that have been sent to you, but just for the sake of peace in this committee, we can go minute by minute. In front of me, I have the minutes of the 28th of October 2011. Sorry, the 26th. Remember, I fell, so that pain is still there. People were there. It's very short, honorable members. Did you read it? I don't want us to fight again and say. Honorable Mshwana?
Thank you, Chairperson. Because I have read and I move that they be adopted for this party. I think they will.
Thank you, Honorable Mshwana. Peter Mkhare. Second. Thank you. The next one in front of me for the 1st November 2011. If I was there, the meeting where there was a lot of drama, and Mr. Nchekaza was dealing with Mr. Soap until he wanted to cry.
Mr. Chikala, you are supposed to remember this meeting very well. Black Axel.
Members, are you reading minutes or now are you chatting? Oh, you're chatting about this. I wish Honorable Van der Welk was in this meeting. I saw people wanting to cry. And Honorable Badanken, you will swear she had something to before she came to the meeting. Hey, Honorable Badanken was very angry. I was so sure I was going to climb on the table that day. Move also for adoption. There's one correction.
Yeah, actually there's no apology here for Obama was not safe. The first minister is an apology.
Okay.
I think it would not have
to answer. Okay. List of apologies. But you were there when I was going to meet?
No, no. I was there. She was not there. I'm not speaking of...
So are you speaking on behalf of Master?
So she's my neighbor. I can't opposite neighbor. So always take care of
Can you just know then? Who else? Even the next 5 minutes, I hope you need. Please, I don't want to fight with... Thanks, ma'am. I didn't look at that. I just went straight to the minutes.
Maybe I don't know. The chief is correct, but I must also consider
that... You sent an apology to the secretary of the might not have given Johnny the apology on time. Maybe it's not... a committee problem. That's why I kept quiet, because you will find that it was not communicated in time.
Okay,
Master Ore, but if it was not, it's fine, it must be indicated, you know. It must not like we were absent, we are both, so that I think even if it came late, it's fine, but we still send the apology. Can you just check that, Tony? Because I don't remember any time you don't apologize. Sam, you want to talk on your behalf of... When are you dodge my meeting?
Right. Sometimes I know we use it. No, Chair, I wanted to check if whether myself and our Gazi, if we remember, to check in these 2 minutes that we were present now. The departmental, no, not us only, is not noted who attended the meeting. Especially the one that you have just adopted now. We were part of this meeting. where the portfolio committee was very harsh to the sense of God.
Where are the registers? You will check the registers.
Maybe I just verified.
Just the verify with the registers, and yeah. If they were there, yeah, I think Sammy was in.
Yeah.
Just add them. I think today I'm becoming more observant, especially on this, because we usually go to the minutes and not go. But also I think even all the staff members also that are working here, it's very important also to be, please. Can we pass or are you not happy? I was there. Can I move for adoption? Oh, you want to move?
I move for adoption.
Thank you, Honorable Shikala, and then I will second you with those recommendations that are made, those changes that have been made. Please, Tony, make them by today. And the registers. I think you must also attach the registers next time so that we don't have any disputes, please. And then Wednesday, 2nd November 2011. I think this one, I like the way it has been done in terms of attendance. Sorry, at least Kawagas was there and Sam. Oh, this one people should remember where General Opperman made me fight with the department. But there's no Akbar van der Merwe.
And I said that we're very sorry that we missed these meetings. Seems to be very, very exciting.
No. Yes, and again,
second.
Kamala Maliko. And Ubunge.
Very
good. Are you calling? I come. I call. Your name is. You want to come back to the engine? That's why you're looking at the wrong list. Your name is there. Oh, you were going to the court cases a lot at times. I am fine with those minutes. If you remember, it was Sponle van Damme. That's why I don't like them to stay long, because our copper is sealed. Not that we don't know what happened, but really, yeah. Nyan, it's not that we don't know, we remember very well because we can relate. I'll move for adoption of those minutes.
I want to second for the adoption with the correction of the apology for Mastor.
No, we're on the next one. Nika Mastor is also the previous. Nale, 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 Nale,
Nale,
Okay, according to Tony, Master, if you had not received Apollo, not only Master in time, you don't put them here. You are present on this day?
Yeah.
A register. Yeah, one of our members, every time I want to say the register must be signed, is to avoid that. Okay, just check the register. Wednesday, 9 November. Hey, Honorable Father Baruch, we're meeting a lot this, even 3 times a week.
Yes, and remember the 9th of November is my birthday.
Really? Yeah.
November.
Actually, members, you must give me a list of your birthdays. If it has passed, sorry. I forgot to say this at the beginning of the year. You must give them to Johnny.
Johnny, make a note.
Anyone birthdaying now in this month of May? June?
Okay, let's do it after the meeting when we are done. So that I really always want to. And members, when you are sick too, it would be nicer to call each other, you know. We are a lovely community. That's why I was asked to comment about the painting as chair of arts. I said I'll comment the portfolio committee meeting.
No comment.
Okay, members, 9 November. Let's not ask council. I was not here. Where was I? Abroad? Parliament has never given me a trip abroad. Or in Israel. I was walking in the footsteps of Jesus. I can't comment on those minutes because I was not there.
Say, I propose for removal.
For adoption?
Yeah.
Well, Moss is adopting in a second. What about Mishwana? Okay, 16 November. When the war started on the bill. Members, so we are. You know what? I believe this minutes are true because I remember on members' concerns, Honorable Duncan, Pretty Duncan, raised point number 3, and I'm very sure he told Honorable Father Bell because they raised the same issues. What to raise? No, I'm saying what you've been raising on the bill is what Mr. Duncan has been raising. So you caucused very good.
A great minds think alike.
Okay, I will move for the adoption. Master. No, I think my story was they just take the register to.
Yeah, I'm also saying the 1st of November I was not yet on leave, so I was here. Because I come to all your
meetings. Sometimes you go to education, man. Okay. Okay, just check, Johnny. Let me request one thing also. I know it's not your duty, but with your secretary to ensure that the apologies come on time. They are said, not only Master because you've raised it, but all members. Because one other culprit is Honorable Tapan, is not here. They are said, please, because if they are not adopted, if then we have moved in a meeting, then they can't be part of the minutes. Siyavana, Mamsur. How to understand bonus? Maybe there's a textbook. Aye, okay. Who's aye, aye, aye. Aye, aye, okay. We'll check. I can't support it. I will pay to black with that paint. So that artist yesterday. We'll check what's the way, ma'am. Oh, Michelle. The one I've just been. But you were here, Mosman, Michelle.
On the
1st. Yeah,
on the 16th. No, I was on the 1st of November.
Ah, okay. Okay. Now, the oversight at Northern Cape and Free State. I think a 7 oversight is a big report, and issues that are raised by the people, and Northern Cape is still complaining that the portfolio committee, we must go back. Maybe we should start at Calvinia this time. Yeah, the Northern Cape government is complaining that we only came for one day, they are not happy with it. So I think we have to consider it when we do oversight again, which must be done soon.
For 3 weeks.
The problem is Northern Cape, one Dorpie to another Dorpie, it's 500 kilometers. But members did travel, remember when we traveled from Limpopo to Mpumalanga? That was a moment in my life. We use a bucket system on the road because there were no garage, and we've been traveling, no garage there. We said, driver, now just stop and we'll just go to the bushes, we'll see ourselves. Yes. because I was there and I've read the report, I'm happy with this. But wait, let me check the recommendation. Okay, thanks, Mastore. I was waiting for you because you were there and we had a braai. Some members missed that braai. I'm a nice chairperson. I made a braai. Okay. Okay. Public hearings, 17 to 18 January. Important on submission age, Ms. Danafel, that we as Africans or Africans must have Swahili, we speak Swahili. I think that's what made the headline, to say as Africans we must speak one language. If you remember, honorable members, who remembers that? So that we might be able to communicate. That's one of the issues, John. I think you must. Also, that's what made the headlines, actually. She says, she said we must speak Swahili so that it's one common language as Africans. Mm-hmm. As Africans, we must find a common language. I think because these reports were long, I would also recommend that they be attached with the report. I know it's a different opinion when they go to LTC percentage, but hey, that was long, man. Hey, I can't remember all of them.
I cannot say on the issue of apologies because, you know, you're dealing here with the bill, and normally your politicians who must lead must normally be part of those processes. I mean the minister can take it in the I mean from the public.
Did they apologize? That's all.
There's also a case of the also.
On report. Okay. Johnny says on reports they don't put apologies. The format is not us. Is a format.
The
What did you do there? You took the most important points of it. Just the most important, summarize it. Hey, Dada.
I'm not from the Lungs and you send me a map of the 17. I belong to the NTSHI.
Oh, I'm going to tell us the name is wrong. I also take offense, you know, when you have written my name incorrectly or something. He says, we report, I find them in it. We minutes we was ufagi apology. We report our ufagi. It's the format here, it's the format.
If it is a format, no, why did they acknowledge the people who are present?
That one we cannot answer. I can just find out from committee, don't know, committee section. Otherwise, we can't answer that, you and I.
The reports in minutes it's like those people who come in next in, they will look to those minutes and reports, and they will know exactly who was the people who was present or was not there, who was dealing with those things. I mean, it's history, and it's a record, the record of Parliament. They're supposed to be written like that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Chairperson, I can see that really you feel that we are engaging on something that doesn't concern, but I think it does. Because I'm trying to get the logic of the whole thing about this format thing. A report is a narration. If then it is a narration of what happened, it should follow suit on all the people who attended also. They can't be formulated in this manner as if it's the committee section mustn't deal with us as if we have never been, you know, in executive. Somebody must talk about this because it changes as time goes. I remember when I was a chairperson, there was nothing of this sort, and it can't be a parliamentary format.
Can you allow me, honourable members, to take it up with the committee section, if you don't mind? I will just call, but anyway, I'm meeting Zanella over other issues, but I think this is one of the issues that I will take up, because this is historical records, and it speaks wrong about the history. You imagine, I can understand exactly what you're saying, Mator, because historically, in 10 years to come, Sean or your son will see and see the grandmother was not apologizing or coming to meetings because they put them in that thick book. So can I just take it up, honourable members? Okay, Johnny, what I would request for now, just break the rules and you just put it, no? Can I agree on that? Then I'll be able to defend Johnny when he is asked. He must just put who was absent, who was present. Can you allow me? Okay, I will just agree on those recommendations. What is it? No, no.
Just to make a point more stronger when you go to speak to those people. If you can remember when we did with cancer, I think that this when it was the one next door. There was the issue they raised that the parliament portfolio committee was taking decisions on A, B, and C. And we were sitting in this committee, we don't understand when this parliament committee was taking that decision. I mean, remember they said in the report. So it is very important that you must, when people take the minutes oaths, they must reflect everything and the people was present. So that when we go and look to those minutes or to those reports, then we know exactly, did the Parliament Committee really say that?
Okay. I will take it up with Zanelle. Sorry guys, when you were still, what do you do? Same story? Is it? Okay, I'll just check it again. Okay, just ask the people who are absent. And if they ask, you must send them to me. Yes, I mean, I'm comfortable with the report, except the what we talked about.
because it's just a summary of a 20 pages submission and all that. Can we, I will move for adoption with those changes that you are going to make. I'm not going to sign it until you put all those changes. Can we agree on that? On our members?
Yes, we agree. Okay.
Thank you. 25th January 2012. 25th January. Oh. No, Father, you were still not here in January. When did you come then?
Not sure.
Is it? Oh, the reshuffling of the day took place in February.
Oh,
I thought we were here already. I think I've got a secret lover who's sending me messages that we are so cute. How are you doing? Who is this? Forward. P. Can you just follow it up, John? I think you raised it, my story, ne? Even when we were there. Master, when we went to the Neville Cave, never got the answer to. Please. Can you do it in writing? Please, can you? I was there, I think it was a good reflection of the meeting. She left. There's another white lady. What's the new lady's name? She's from Krugersdorp. Members, I'm happy with the minutes. First February, all these meetings are just about the bill, if you remember. Who's Miss Tepe? What's her name? Who creates? Ladies? Oh, daughters. Okay. No, she, I'm going, baby. Why is a meeting where members agreed to other two others where they were voting? Which minute was that? Or what? Okay, not yet on this. Members? 1st of February? You want that? Thank you. Any second? Thank you. Master was there. The following month was the 15th of February.
Chairperson, may I address you?
Is it not the meeting where I fell? That good of chambers? No, they were there. It was their first meeting.
It was their first meeting.
It was their first meeting. What that is. We need to check.
The meeting where I fell, I was there.
Chairperson, may I address you?
Yes, I remember.
Yes, that was the meeting where you fell before my charm.
You were still going to come then.
No, Chairperson, I just want to say, I think if I look at the minutes, I think it's impossible that I was not quoted, not saying a single word during this meeting. I think it's impossible.
What I was meant to say, you were making mistakes on that day, that's why you... But if, as much as I said some are joining, I think it's important to note who said what. I don't know, that's how I know meetings to and content raised by members. I know, as much as it's a summary, but we must be able to go back and say, this is what who said on this day.
Chairperson, you remember that day, that was a really dear Makar meeting. You remember, you know, we were not, I was sort of not lacquer after the meeting because it was my first meeting and there was a lot of uncertainties. You remember, you know?
I think that's why it's short, because remember, if you remember, we stopped the meeting and then we just said, let them, as well. So I think we not, let's keep it in that way, as much as, yeah, the two advisors must come together. If you remember, we were going around, beating around the bush because we didn't know exactly what was happening.
Chairperson, if I can just fill in here, you remember the department came with, we had to study that amended sort of document they gave to us, and then we have to go through every point. And then you said, we are not ready to do that, and they didn't do what you gave them orders to prepare for that meeting. And that's the reason why you said, no, they must go back and get their act together, and then we can discuss it further.
The master, the way there were two documents, remember when, that's why it's reflected there was an A, B, and a B list. Hey, one of us, Carly?
That's right, Chairperson. That's the day when we had to do the clause by clause amendments. And remember, and it was very confusing because we had to look here and we had to look there.
Hmm.
And that is why it all stopped.
There should be. Write something different about documents, not among members. Just say that there were two documents that were circulated and this created confusion, not amongst members. I think these ones, just add a few things. I don't think we recommend that we must adopt these ones until a few changes have been made. Can we agree on that one? Okay. I don't know, but I think from my side personally, I don't know the format of parliament. Hey, writing names sometimes it's not nice. So I think it has not been done in those minutes. Usually it's just chairperson. So I think let's keep it like that, not writing names. Unless members want their names, I don't want my name to be written here. Okay. No, I think it's fine. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Then, with those changes. Just change the wording here, 21st. Okay. 22 February. On the... Okay, then it's fine. If you agree with that one, I agree. Do you agree, members? I will check it like the last minute. Okay. Okay, thank you. You only make sure that you make the changes because... Yeah. Okay. 22nd of February, on the 3rd, quarterly expenditure report. When the department came to present the third proposal, when the department was presenting. Why am I lost here? What was happening with the nominations and hands? Hi, that's why I'm saying, though, I was not here, you've included me, so I want to check because I am very... Thank you.
That's why I'm asking what are these hints, because I was not here, so I cannot comment on this report. Hey, that's why I'm confused. Okay, I cannot comment on this minister because red hour. He's good to do it. Didn't I come late here? And I said you must continue. Yeah, because when I go further, I remember when I was here on this meeting. When I remember the issue of, when you speak about the issue of vacancies in the department, I remember it well. So are you happy with the minutes? Even our friend Arvach is happy then. I'm sorry? Okay. What's in master? I spoke about my story. Mike, please, Mike. Where are you?
The Penny Run. Is it the set of meetings that we are on?
We are on the 22nd February. Where are you?
22nd February. Oh, I'm ahead of you. Where am I going?
Okay.
I'm away yesterday.
Okay. Yes, I'm quite right.
Chairman, I just wanted to maybe to say how can we put your names, and even though the meeting said you were came late, but if a person can read the minutes and found in the attendees were there, but when the meeting continued, there's something that shows where you actually came late at the meeting.
Where are you?
I'm still on the 22nd meeting, because if you page one, it shows that we, as the chairperson, were in the meeting, were present, but somebody, when you read the second page in the open and welcome, where the secretary closes an apology that we're not part of the meeting, finally somebody was acting. And when somebody is acting, someone can ask, how can somebody act when the chaplain said he has an apology? So, mine is, how can we make sure that your when you get in, it reflects so that.
Oh, you're saying maybe the chairperson, he must reflect that I came
late. But chairperson came late because he was part of the meeting when we read the presence of the people in the meeting. Can't it reflect someone?
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe to say that on line 2, that the chairperson lodged an apology that she will arrive later.
Yeah.
Can we say that? Yeah. Johnny, please make these changes, because really I want them before the end of the week. Because if somebody really can read this, can think something else.
Yes, I remember you said that Honorable Moss must carry on chairing the meeting because you came late and you sit next to us, and Honorable Moss carried on to chair. And I think on the register, this was a time with you when you arrive in a meeting, and then you sign there. Maybe Johnny can just check there and put it into the in the minutes that you arrived at that time and took part in the meeting. That's
okay.
All.
Okay. Can you just indicate it, Johnny?
Chairperson, I don't know how many I know you meet as chairpersons in Parliament. You see, this is the disadvantage of having so many minutes. Some of them deriving from meetings that happened 6 months ago. And you cannot be certain that the corrections that we're making
are correct. You know, if you are talking about minutes, that sometimes you have to recap as you see what transpired on that particular day, and you come up with it. This is what should be raised with the committee section. Because the purpose of having meetings is to correct immediately what happened, exactly, when all everybody can remember.
Chairperson, I can I can even remember why you were late. Somebody used your car's parking. Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Honorable Franz Galway. But your memory is good, despite. But for the same story, this is one of the issues that I will raise with the head of, because really, well, this exercise is just, I don't like it myself. There were sometimes, I don't like it myself what we are doing here. And what made me angry, that's why we had to do this meeting today. The house chairs on the proposal that we're making about the study tour, anyway, we are coming to the store, I'll explain, is that our minutes were not adopted, you know. Okay, but this is one of the issues that I will raise with them. Okay, 28 February, the oversight of Western Cape and Eastern Cape. Oh, these are the minutes where we adopted the report, if you remember. The minutes of that day, it's not something that is long. I remember now when Honorable Beth really said that she couldn't say anything. Because it was a short meeting, if I remember, I don't have a problem. Everything was well reflected on the... I move for adoption because it was just a short meeting, if members remember. Any
second?
Thank you. Oh, 7 March. What month are we on now? May, ne? 7 March. We are nearly the members. I know this is an exercise that I don't like myself. What was happening here? In the previous meeting, where I don't see the part where we voted. Oh, you're still busy with that. Oh, okay, I was about to ask you. Okay. Where it made another honor there. Go cuckoos. Oh, you're still busy with that. And now that I thought he was going to beat me up. But that's what you are asking for, say, when you go a biggie. They say cuckoo is, yes. That's the total of, I remember Mom Swilly and Chocola on K5 exactly. You know, Van der Weg was very different. That, but it's true what they saw. No. She said, he says he's still busy with the minutes. These were the minutes the following week where one of them was very cuckoos, where he said that the department is in a state of disarray. I remember that well. I don't see anything. You see, one thing about those minutes who were doing the bill, they are more technical, I would say, because it was more off the bill more than anything. I'm not sure what that was. Are you happy? Our doctor? I know most of the doctor. Any second? April 18. What was it? There was a budget vote when the department presented for the budget vote. These are the recent ones. I am happy.
Thank you. Chairperson.
Thank you. The last set is a meeting. Remember when we it was here when Ms. Chabalala, Honorable Chabalala, John, you can't say Honorable Ms. Chabalala. Please just prove your spelling on page 2. When we, this was a short meeting, remember when we had to adopt the report of the department, then there were three ANC members who were asked to come and fill.
Yeah.
That was a short. No, we can't because he was not a member of this committee, remember. He was asked from the chief whip. So it has to be reflected because that's one of the issues that caused a little bit of a problem. So I think that's why they had to, you know.
But,
yes.
But on that second page, we've got Honorable Cicela indicated his displeasure in the youth amongst the people. One of the members indicated, because, you know, as we said, this is going to be in the archives of Parliament. And in the minutes, the writing of names, I don't know. That's why we say just go and find out.
Okay. No, it's fine.
Okay.
Yes, I'm going to go.
Maybe I'm wrong, Chairperson, but I think at the end, maybe it's important to say who said what. You know, in 10 years' time, one of the members said maybe it was a very... and people went through the history and Mastori said something very, very important. Who said that? And afterwards they were... Yes, they would love... Why didn't they just write, Mastori said this or that? That's important. Who said what? It's not about difficulties and to gain political points or whatever. It's just a true reflection of what was said. And who said it? Is it so much extra work just to say Piet or Quis said this or that? I think it's important to write history correctly. Thank you,
Chairman. Thank you. Because Nani Lautin didn't mean any bad. Amadam. Spend in a meeting. Exactly. Okay. Thank you. That's my understanding as well of minutes as well. Master.
Yeah, I don't know, Chairperson. I think we must get the correct style of writing. Yes, we do say minutes are the true reflection, but I know at times, you know, quoting names of people sometimes implicates them in a way. Now, I think we must establish actually what Parliament is supposed to be doing before we agree on things that we think are correct. Yes, these are records. Does it mean that if we say minutes are records, we should be articulating exactly who said what? Is that a correct style of writing minutes? or is it because we think that this is history and it must reflect? So I think there is a style of writing minutes in every institution.
You see, I understand, maybe you see their views here, but my understanding, maybe from my experience, even what minutes reflect who said what way and what time, if possible, and who disagreed and who said what, because there are those minutes, like there are many views where we all agree, then we just said members agrees. That's my understanding. If you check some of the points that are in the minutes, have been very clear that members agree, you know, I mean, there we don't need to write specifically, but I know the truth, the reflection to, like the ones that are coming, ANC members, we said the three, how many, two languages from previous years, and then the DA was saying, I'm just making an example, but you must be able to be specifically, even in those, not to say that members, some of them did not agree, some agreed on this one, you must be, because Ramatapane and Chikalo were very clear about what they want, so, to me, minutes is a truth reflection of who said what. That's my understanding, as say, and not only as say, but ever since I've been in the sector. Honestly.
Can I make a follow-up on just what you're saying? That is the, you know, the reflection of meeting minutes, I know. We come here in Parliament as blocks, as organizations. It is easy to say, you know, in the argument, the ANC component says, and that's how it should be written. It can't be names, because we are a committee that comprises of parties. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay, thank you. I will just, as I said, give it to me, then I will follow it up. But I believe that's a true reflection of this meeting. I was there. It was one of the unhappiest meetings I've ever had in this parliament. Very unnecessary, but I move for the adoption of the minutes. Honorable Fans, second. Thank you, honorable members. I think, thank you for this exercise. It's not a nice one, but I think there is still a set journey of a few. Can we get them my next week, please? Because it will take me to another point. Honorable members, there's one thing I don't know. Some people might think that I'm bashing my own party, but unfortunately I have to raise it in this meeting. I've been submitting letters for study tours, honorable members, and all of them, they are complaints and they are not approved. The last one that I sent right now was for us to go to Rome because of the historical, as you know what I said, if you remember in the previous meetings, that when I do a submission for a study tour, I do not just do it for just to call to go for a trip or what do you mean? I don't have to go to one country just to study libraries. We must be able to study six things, maybe libraries, their arts, their music. At least come up with five things that you have learned from that country. That's the whole idea. I choose some of the countries. I know some of the portfolio committees, they will just go in to Germany and study libraries. I mean, really, there's so much to see. I submitted another letter again, and I looked at the format of the other portfolio committees. How do they do it? One of the issues is that some committees you'll never know what who's last. Some committees all members go, some committees they are told only six go, some committees are told only eight go, some committees three staff members are going, others two were told only one must go, and only four members of the ANC and then and two of the opposition. And okay, I submitted it. But one of the reasons they said the House Chair Frolic did not submit, he says that we have not adopted minutes, that's why he can't approve our trip. We've not adopted minutes, and so the committee is not working. Hey, so I thought I should just bring it to this table. So, I am not sure what to do. I've asked for a meeting with him. I know one of the issues is a lot of arrogance, but I've asked for a meeting again this week. I'm not sure where the other one. Oh, okay. Over, I'm still waiting for the confirmation because I asked for the meeting this week and for the 29th, then it was the 29th. So I thought I should bring you to the attention of members because we've been doing this for 1 year and some of the committees, they just write one submission and they sign it, so I'm not sure. So I'm not sure it's politics or what is it? Marshall one?
I think the chairperson, like we say, is politics. I think the whole of last year, this portfolio committee, and that's the time when I was on sick leave, didn't go abroad out.
Mm.
And recently, maybe it's because when we started, we're still very new. You know, this time, this thing of 18 minutes, it's not even done in some of the portfolio committee meetings. I mean, the committees that I set in this parliament, education, transport, public works. And we used to go out. All committees were given equal opportunities to go out. So I don't know if, to me, it's a minor thing to say that we have not adopted the minutes because he knows that the portfolio committees were being attended every week. So I don't know. When you talk to him, just point out that the committee is not happy about the treatment it's been given by this parliament. Thank you.
Amos, on a story.
Chair, as we go, maybe if you get the date and time for this appointment with the chair of chair, that you take maybe myself and you must go together there, and not you alone, to frolic, so that we said frolic definitely, and you have also a witness. Definitely can say, what is the hiccup that we can't go? And what is the outstanding matters? They must be serious in saying, because every time there's excuse. Last time it was the issue of we can't go because that country was, I understand the point of that country of Malaysia. The explanation of Malaysia government why we not can come to for the study tour. But I mean, in this institute, in that time, he didn't say, you must first pass the minutes and then you can go. But also, Chairperson, to make it, because they will be past the minutes. But I know what will be next. The next excuse is the issue of the oversight report not adopted in the House. I know that will be the next excuse, Chair. And therefore, Chair, after this meeting, I'm going to Kupai's office to check with her when can she put us on the roll for the adoption of the oversight report in the NA, so that there is no excuse from them. So I make it my point after this meeting, I'm going to the office of the program work to check when can they put us on the program, so that we can come before the House rises for this term, that our oversight report of Eastern Cape in the Western Cape we adopted in-house. Thank you very much.
I don't like one, Honourable, that's not an issue. There are many committees who are not even sitting, who have not done anything, who are worse than far. What is very ironic is that I was called not long to say that my committee, John Fabs, and I don't remember which other, trade and industry, are one of the best performing committees in Parliament. Now suddenly you get another story. So I just thought I should raise it. My story or hand was up.
Jefferson, it's good that you brought this to us here. But I want to tell you, Jefferson, you know, you must expect such things sometimes. I know chair of chairs can be very shrewd as experienced. And it's not a matter of all the excuses that we are talking about. The fact of the matter is that if a committee is listed to go and debate in the BPC, how do you think that they got to have all the issues that they are debating about if they don't meet?
Yeah.
You see? And there's no logic in what they're saying. Because, first of all, when we are here, we sign a register. You know, there are so many documents that could cover for this. That is why I say now I've experienced people are just using their powers sometimes. I've experienced it. And it's. I'm sorry, Mr. Van der Graaf. I think also it's a gender thing. They do it mostly with chair ladies. I mean, yeah, just to exercise their powers above us. What I would say is that it's, you know, the whip is correct to say she must accompany you so that you get the facts right. And also, I think if this is going on, you can appeal to the whip, to the
speakers
of yes. Yeah. So that really it must come clear what exactly the chair of chairs wants to say. It's a very bad thing, I know, and it's hurting because people are committed and they work and someone just wants to slash them down.
Thank you, Honourable Members. Honourable Van den Berg.
Honourable Chairperson, just when I sort of rethink, you know, I think it's, in Afrikaans I would say it's a grove aanklag. What should I call it in English? It's a very strong assault from the chairpersons of chairs that we are not doing our work. That's very, 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 it's quite an insult. Definitely. And a chairperson maybe through this committee, we can ask the chairperson, Mr. Frolic, he must give his reasons why he said that. I think he must do it, because you can't insult the dignity of all these people sitting in this committee, say we are not doing our work. It can't be done. And swept it away with her hand, and we must, I think, Chairperson, if the members agree, we must ask him, okay, if we don't do our work properly, come and give us guidance. But you can't just say, we are not doing our work. It's an absolute, absolute insult to me as a person, to my party, and I'm sure to the ANC and the other parties, members of this committee, and to the political parties. You can't just say that. You must prove what you say. And I feel very strongly about that, Chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Members. One of the issues that I will do after this is just to try and get the meeting with him. But also, maybe I'll sit down with the whip and just draft something to him, to say maybe should explain what is it that we must do. And I mean, really, we've been, I want to proudly say that this is one of the committees that has been meeting almost every week. Even sometimes I feel that I'm really abusing members, you know. So there are committees that have been meant for months, or sometimes they don't meet. But I was just saying, if they are just starting to give us problems, what I will just do, just for now, until as my story has advised me to do, we just can do our oversight in KZN and the Northern Cape. We'll see what we'll do. But we won't stay here and not do anything. That's the unfortunate part. We'd rather travel our own country then it would be fine.
Now, what a problem when you travel local.
No, it's fine. I don't think it's an issue. You see, one of the issues that I don't understand in this parliament, as I said, that I've been checking with other committees. There are committees, Master, all members are going, whether they are 14 or 15, all of them are going. Other committees, they've been allowed 2 trips in 1 year. Others, they say only 1 trip. Others, they say 2 trips in 5 years. Others have been... You don't know what is what in this parliament. I'm not sure whether sometimes it's power or what is it. But it has been, it's one of those issues. But I think we'll take it up as well. And if it comes to a push, we must take it with our chief whips differently, you know. Yeah, because also you must also assist us on Van Berg and our chief, your chief whips to raise this matter so that they can also understand Bamswil with what is the problem, you know, so that it cannot be like my, it's my, maybe the battle is with me. Yeah, okay.
See, as we were previous saying, that your manners is actually your history in the archives. See, I think we must also look to the previous years. This committee was also maybe brought at the study to look in international countries on the issue of African culture. See, if you look into the reports on the issue of agreements, this country is signing agreements with other international countries. Now, it is not our function to go to oversight in this country where our country is working in partnership on the issue of art and culture. It will be really discriminated to this portfolio committee. I mentioned it once and twice in a meeting, in saying in the budget review as well, why are this committee the only yes as a Ashkustriki in this parliament, standing at the end of the line, even when it comes to the budget? I mean, in the department. When it comes to the budget, the budget is lower than the other departments. But they are, and they must play the leading role on the issue of unity and cohesion in this country. You look yesterday, think what happened terrible in the day before yesterday. And we debate, in the debate, in the budget vote debate, there was the issue was raised about nation building and cohesion. And that's the issue say, that I want to raise with that gentleman in saying, we are the work on this issue of nation building and cohesion. But you people saying we're not working. We're working. We don't even, you even go alone, say, but you even, you have people come to present in this committee who are not even on the agenda, but you accommodate them. You reach out our hands to those people who are vulnerable. My experience in this parliament is that people are talking and they don't have their facts right. They are not sitting in a committee, but they're pointing fingers. And that's the issue that we must really put on the stop as politicians who are deployed by our constituencies in this parliament. I'm here, I'm feeling full, really full.
The Honourable Torres.
You see, Chairperson, I'm not very good in African, but it's breaking and breaking. It sounds like something is broken. What the whip is saying, she's really angry. I can hear the rap and breaking and breaking. You know, Chair, I spoke about the speaker. You know what the whip is saying is very important. The actual fact I was raising my hand because I wanted to say, can we maybe have the minister and the deputy minister coming to us to come and really brief us on countries that they think it's important for us to visit, as we have already indicated to the agreements they are making, because I suppose you must have a list of issues that you are going to raise that will give a strength to what you are saying.
Yes.
And the other thing, Chairperson, you know, we mustn't bash ourselves and think that we are not working. It might be implicating to a certain, you know, people are put in positions when they don't understand those positions. It might also be a little bit of ignorance.
Mm.
Yeah, you must be careful. We are dealing with some characters these days.
Very
there might be something lacking. Yeah. Now people must be made to understand them, you see, because sibeko aphaya that sibeka asikhange siyazi nakakuhle parliament yakho. That is one of some of the things, and a person will never say, I don't understand what is the responsibility of this committee. Yeah, and you think that there's something very important. It's ignorance, that's sheer ignorance. That's why I would suggest that maybe the minister and the deputy really, because what Wip is saying is very important. They are going around the country, and they are making very important agreements about South Africa. Mm. And these are the things that we should make follow up as the committee, so that we can see whether these are, you know, what they are agreeing on is suitable for South Africa. Yeah. Thank you, Chair.
On that one, Honorable Story, I just want to say that we've chose countries based on the agreements and partnerships that have been made by the department, so that we are able to oversee what they are talking about. I remember one of the issues one of the countries raised was Mali, because of the project and the team. But now there's war in Mali, no one wants to go there. Even the same Italy has just collapsed, so I'm not sure. Honorable Francisco, we can see.
Just quickly, Chair, now our minister travels overseas very regularly, so he sets the standard. I can't believe that his portfolio committee in the National Assembly has not been allowed a trip once.
I think one of the things that I must really go back to it, members. What last year when I tried it, I thought maybe things will be fine. And I turned a lot of people, remember, to the when I said that off record.
See, person, straightly, I'm saying straightly on the record, we are not turning back. In 2012 is the year where things must happen. We are not turning back. We want the study too. If the same person give us trouble and make things so difficult, we go to the speaker's office and go to have the meeting with the speaker on this issue.
I'm not sure whether it's no longer done now. They should be giving us a budget for the overseas trips, local trips, because that's the reason why some people are going the whole committee, because maybe they're using our budget. I mean, that used to be done, that would know we have got this budget for overseas trips, for local trips. And I want to second your what you call suggestion that we call the committee
to this meeting.
Yes, thank you.
Jefferson, we must go and buy 20 liters of paint, and then we cause anarchy. Yes, it's a little bit of paint, and then we go. And then they will listen to us.
Matola Monument. Beautiful. Beautiful. It's opening very soon.
Yeah, we will just go to Matola Monument. And then we go to the Abdel Angola. We go for a good day. But as long as we do not see each other,
we are not going to mind our life. We go across the
country. Well, one of the two members, you know, I'm going to write a letter to the public. And the thing that members of the public committee like to do. He's not going to come. Then what you can do, then we'd like to talk to him. If he doesn't come, well, then we'll write to the speaker. He will come, and then we must meet before he meets us. Then again, we will talk and decide. We will say what I'm going to say.
No.
Okay, members, thank you
for coming. Next week, the minister will be presenting on Pansal's report. And then we continue with the bill.
You must introduce me to the minister when he comes next week.
Okay. Sam, can you take our consideration to the minister?
No, I will.
Even please. Really, I'm not sure whether this is because it's chanted by a young person with a lot of old people, or I don't know what is happening.
You meeting closed by the issue of Africa Day. It's not here in Parliament, it will be outside.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
What is the issue?
Sorry, I forgot about it. Sorry, honourable members. Africa Day, I'm not sure whether you were told about this. There's another one head of a store with this Africa Day store. Me and the whip decided that there's what's happening for Africa Day, because it falls under some culture and heritage. Suddenly, after that, it was hijacked from us. We were taken out of the committee. Then next thing I was called. I was only told yesterday that I'm debating for Africa Day tomorrow. When I said I didn't know about it, they said then we are no longer debating, we'll find somebody else. That's what Ms. Kupai said. You know, after he threatened to beat me in Parliament, it's still a case. Oh, we don't know that thing. He threatened. I was nearly beaten in the kitchen by a staff member and Ms. Kupai. It's known in So that's one of the issues, one of those policies. Africa Day on Friday. Are they paying for members?
Yes.
I think they are paying for members. Which can you just find out and then call the members? If those who are interested to go, they are paying for the members. Is it Galeka State, if they meet rent? It's because they were taking me out.
Yeah, I said I'm not available.
Yeah, it's because they were taking me out. I've written a letter and I was once told that I will never go overseas anyway by Miss Kutai because she's using her power. No, Miss, you can't live without eating. That's my budget. Is there anything? Okay, next week we'll do what roadies and but Pansal report. You need to get it next week, Sam. Please. It has got a lot of politics. Then the bill we can continue the other week with the concern. Yeah. Okay, thanks. Thank you. The meeting is adjourned.
Good morning.